This is Chi High Basketball. WOGO. Your sports station. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
Go Cards! W-O-G-O, your sports station.
And good evening and welcome to the Birdcage at Chippewa Falls High School, a name for the gym, as the JV team has lost to Hudson tonight 41-26, but our main event still to come. We've got winter sports underway. Caleb Swenson had a great call and with Dave Flanagan at Neillsville back, I want to say, November 16th, 12 days ago, as the Lady Macs went in there and won that game. Meanwhile, also Greg Stewart with some Chippewa Falls Menominee hockey. And so we have the Chippewa Falls Cards coming in here at 0-2 on the season against 1-2 Hudson. Let's start with Hudson. They won at Prescott 69-57 November 17th, but then lost a couple of games at the Kettle Moraine Thanksgiving Classic last Friday and Saturday. It's Black Friday and Saturday, so three games, two pretty recently here over the holiday weekend, losing to Germantown 68-47, a fine Germantown squad, and then just barely edged out by Hartford 62-61 on Saturday. Meanwhile, for your Lady Cardinals, both of their games on the road so far at Onalaska, a game with way too many turnovers for the Cards as they lose 67-34. The offense having trouble in that one, but then made some adjustments going to Medford last week Tuesday, a week ago tonight, and coming up short in that one, 55-48. So tonight, the conference play gets started. Chi High and Hudson, and we've got the introductions right here. Kind of the parents' night right out of the gate going on here this evening for the Lady Cards this evening, as the players out there with their parents right now. So later on, we'll get to the coaches' conversations. Jess Vadnais in her seventh year with the Hudson Raiders, a graduate in 04, and a sophomore on that state championship team for Hudson in 02. A few years back, actually, Hudson finishing as a runner-up in the girls' state basketball championship for Division I in the state. You might remember Hudson also took home a gold ball in 98 as well. And we were reminiscing some. Again, it's just everywhere I turn here, coming back for yet another year, the first game of many. Had the good fortune of starting covering boys and girls basketball here on WOGO back in 1989. The year that my alma mater, Tosa East, won it all at state, 7 years after I graduated in 82. And just edged out Eau Claire North for the boys' state title that year. But we've had a good run for, was it, through 2016, and then more recently coming back from Africa from 2018, filling in for Elijah Freeman some, and then doing Chi High boys and girls action here more recently, including this season. And we've got a lot of games. You can check out that schedule at WOGO.com, and we can touch on that this evening as well. But a chilly November night this Tuesday, November 28th. And we will come back with the first of those two coaches' conversations, see what Jess Vadnais has to say of the Hudson Raiders, and Lady Becca Bestel later on, the head coach of the Chi High Cards, as, again, a bit of a delay here after the junior varsity contest. And parents' night right out of the gate. A lot of times you find it at the end of the season. Why not start it and pay tribute right at the beginning of the season, and seemingly that's what they've done here tonight. We'll take a break and come back in 2 minutes with the first of those two coaches' conversations, Jess Vadnais of Hudson, in a moment here on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Chi-Hi pregame on FM 103.1, AM 680, and Wogo.com. And Jess Vadnais, seventh-year head coach of the Hudson Raiders, as they come in to face the Lady Cardinals tonight. And, Coach, off to a 1-2 start. Give us your overview of the season so far.
Going pretty well so far, even though it's a 1-2 record. We played two really tough games down in Kettle Moraine against Germantown and Hartford. So we've had some early tests, and overall really pleased with how we've started. Mm-hmm.
That Hartford game, your latest game, Saturday, a one-point defeat.
Yeah, we were up. Hartford's ranked eighth in the state. They have a really nice player in McKenna Christian, and she's getting some D1 offers. And we were up most of the game, and she hit a shot with maybe 10, 15 seconds left, a deep three, put them up one, and we just couldn't get that ball in the basket in the last, 15 seconds, but really well-fought game.
I guess it starts with defense, and so when you guys are facing Chippewa, obviously looking to improve and turn this program around a bit, and a little bit more promising result last time, though they came up short against Medford. But what are you thinking defensively against the Cards?
We have the same approach coming in every game we play. We mix it up a little bit, but our man-to-man is our bread and butter, and really solid and really team effort, right? You can't have three people on the same page and two people not. And we really pride ourselves defensively and rebounding, getting out in transition.
Mm-hmm. And then offensively, you pleased with where you're at, or what are you looking for? It's early in the season, first conference game. Where do you want to be progressing offensively?
Yeah, really pleased. We have three girls right now averaging 10 or above, about that 10 to 15 range, some couple in that 5 to 7 range, which we always look for to have that balance throughout. So it makes you a lot harder to stop, and we have some girls that can really score the ball in various ways.
Mm-hmm. What's your thought about the Big Rivers Conference overall this season?
It's going to be really strong, really deep. There's, four or five teams at least that will be right there. I think we'll beat up on each other a little bit. And every night, whether you're home or away, there's just never a gimme type of a win, right? Really challenging. That's the best part. I think we have one of the great conferences as far as depth. And that has shown recently in the success we've had in the postseason as well.
Mm-hmm. Coach, thanks so much for your time. We wish you the best tonight and the rest of the year.
Great. Thank you so much.
Head Coach Jess Vadnais of the Hudson Raiders back with Chi-Hi head coach Becca Bestel in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
550 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here's Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy. Came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Chi-High pregame show on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. Chi-High girls head basketball coach Becca Bestel now. And coach, another season here, 23-24.
Yeah, we're excited to get going here. It's first home game, so we're excited about that.
Yeah, and the conference gets going. 0-2 start here, and at least looking numerically, some progress from the Onalaska to Medford game.
Yeah, Onalaska was an eye-opener for a lot of our girls. We're very young, and a lot of them have not played at that level, this level, before. And so it was definitely an eye-opener in Onalaska. And we fixed a lot of things for Medford, but we still have a lot to work on.
So what is your overview on this team in terms of as we go into this season? Three juniors, two sophomores in that starting lineup.
Yeah, I mean, we're young. I mean, it's pretty obvious. We don't have any seniors in that roster. And so many of those girls have not seen really the varsity floor until now. I mean, they've been a part of it, but they haven't actually played significant minutes. Only a few of them have. And so they're figuring out what that looks like and figuring out what it requires in practice against each other in order to get ourselves ready for that speed and that level.
Starts with the defense and a challenge here tonight with Hudson with a trio of double-digit scorers that you got your hands on.
Yeah, I mean, Hudson just keeps reloading. I just asked Coach Vadnis a couple minutes ago, I'm like, how do you keep reloading? They're 6 feet across the board. They're long, lanky, super athletic. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be a challenge, but we're ready for it, and we will do what we can.
Meanwhile, when you got the ball, Addie Seaholm, your leading scorer so far this season.
Yeah, Addie has really stepped up. She's my point guard, and she got a lot of minutes last year. She started quite a bit last year, and so she really is doing a good job of leading this team and this group, and she talks on the floor really well, and so she's had some issues with turnovers too, but she is reacting very differently than she has in the past. She's getting better, and she's which she always does, but she's leading, and that's something that we really, really need. And so she's shown a lot of that this year.
And finally, regardless of the result, the key thing you're looking for from your team tonight?
Well, I would like us to go hard, and I would like us to stay within our system mentally. I think what happens is the speed of the game has picked up, and we're on the varsity floor, and our players, especially our young players, just kind of go back to bad habits, and they have reverted back to some things, and they kind of forget where they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to be doing and what the system is supposed to look like. And I think if we can play within the system and not give up, but that's what we're looking for tonight.
Coach, we wish you the best. Talk to you afterwards.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Becca Bestel, we're starting winter sports. We've had a couple of games already, but this is our first basketball game for Chi-High. The Lady Cards hosting Hudson coming next on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
And good to have you aboard here on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. I know what it is. I've got the got a different headset on. That was the problem. Can fool even yourself, folks, when you get back at things. All right, so the clock, less than 3 minutes to go. Let's look at a couple of things. Keeping our eye on the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA tonight, 36-35 up at Miami. It's the last NBA in-season tournament for this opening round, and the Bucks have not lost in that so far, looking to move on like Indiana and the Lakers have. But checking some of the numbers, Hudson comes in here 1-2, but don't be fooled by that. Again, you heard one of their losses to the eighth-ranked team in the state, Hartford, and got beat by a pretty good Germantown. Early in the season, you just want to face that good, solid competition. And so Hudson coming in, they've outscored their opponents 96-81 in the first half, have been outscored 106-81 in the second half, have been outscored overall 187-177. Shy-High been outscored in the first half 63-40 and the second half 59-42 in those losses to Onalaska and Medford, and have been outscored by 40 so far, 122-82. Hudson coming in here and averaging a total of 59 points a game, Chahai averaging 41 a game. School enrollment, Hudson with 1,800 students to 1,454 for Chippewa Falls. Also on that WOGO sports calendar, we've got hockey for you Thursday night. The Cardinal boys hosting Hudson, 6:40 pregame, and then Northland Pines in girls action, 6:40 on Friday night. And then finally on Saturday, a basketball doubleheader. It starts with the Chahai boys on this basketball court hosting Medford, a 2:40 pregame and 3 o'clock tip. And then the McDonald girls that night, what a game it'll be at Colfax, 6:40 pregame on WOGO Sports. Well, time for the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And we're going to go with the old Bo Ryan, Dick Bennett keys, which is play good defense. It starts with that, right? Defense wins championships. Limit those turnovers. The Lady Cards had 40 of those in that opening loss at Onalaska. And then take good shots. If they can do that, they'll put their best effort forward in this contest here tonight. Good to see some Chahai alum like Greta Lehman. She's a varsity assistant now for Coach Bestel. And also Nick Gaiman working next to me, and Dustin Killeen was here. He's got a freshman sister, Malia, on the squad, and she made her junior varsity debut here tonight. So they came up short in that one, 41-26. We'll take one last time out when we come back. Starting lineups in basketball, it's on the way. Chi-Hi hosting Hudson tonight on this frigid Tuesday night on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got that center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Go to the public address announcer, Sally Holdorf, now the introduction of the starting lineups.
Freshman wearing number 23, Olivia LeBlanc. Freshman wearing number 24, Devin Lunston. Senior wearing number 25, Ella Hurstenson. And junior, wearing number 4, Ella Wolf. The head coach of the Raiders is Jessica Backus. And now for your Chi-Hi Cardinals. Junior, wearing number 3, Sarah Chaffee. Junior, wearing number 10, Roslyn Twyman. Sophomore, wearing number 12, Riley Turnhout. Sophomore, wearing number 15, Claire Hefner. And junior, wearing number 20, Addie Seymour. Head coach of the Cardinals is Becca.
All right, Sally Holdorf, our public address announcer, and thanks to Nick Gaiman and Tim Peterson helped me out with getting the microphone. I guess they've kind of adjusted because of the draft, and so Sally's a little further away this year. But all right, Hudson in the dark blue uniforms with some gray stripes on the side, and then also looks like a white number, some white numbers there. And meanwhile, Chi-Hi coming out with the home white uniforms with the red numerals and lettering and some red and black trim. We'll have two 18-minute halves. Our referees for the contest tonight are Brent Christensen, Cade Martin, and Rick Thompson. And we're ready to play ball. Let's go. And Hudson with it right away. And there's the penetration and a whistle and a foul. 5 seconds into this game is called on Chaffee, first personal, and the first team foul on the Cards. As Devin Larson, the 5'6 freshman, was penetrating there. Deflected pass retrieved over in the corner. And they'll work it down low. Hudson with three scorers in double figures, and they're going to turn it over out of bounds. And so Hudson with their first turnover of the evening. Again, they've got Olivia LeBlanc, a 5'11 freshman averaging 14 a game. Ella Carstensen, a 6-foot senior at 13 a game. And Olivia Grothaus, a 5'11 senior averaging 11 a game. Chaya with the ball, and they work it around on the outside. Chafee gets it free throw line extended, getting that one off to Heppner. And working on the right side for the Cards. And working on the right baseline, and Seaholm takes a tumble and will get a Hudson foul with 7:27 to go here in the first half. LeBlanc, first personal, and the first team foul on the Raiders. Just 33 seconds in. And into the right corner, the Cardinals getting it off to Roslyn Twyman. On top to Chafee. Chafee and Seaholm, skilled golfers. Chafee also distinguishing herself extraordinarily in horseshoe. Chafee in the deep right corner. Chafee averaging 10 a game. She did have 18 in one contest, just two in another. Down low, Twyman puts it up off left rim. No good. And the rebound down to Hudson. And down with it, Ella Wolf, the 6-foot junior. Hudson advances it to the outside, missing the three-point attempt. That time, rebound followed up. No good. Fighting for it. Cards coming. And it's going to be Chippewa Falls basketball. So the three-pointer was missed on the outside. I believe it was Devin Larson, the 5'6 freshman. One of those starters who's not a double-digit scorer. And Grothaus gets her first personal and the second team foul on the Raiders. Chahai brings it left to right. 16:40 left first half. Scoreless so far here. Cardinals with it, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Chippewa Falls will maintain it in the right corner there. It's Claire Heppner. Heppner, the 5'10 sophomore. The Cards with three juniors, two sophomores, not a senior in this lineup, not just the starting lineup, on this Becca Bestel roster. No seniors, so a young squad learning. You've heard that. The Packers, youngest team in the NFL, have seen a lot of growth there. Well, hoping for the same thing here with these Lady Cards. All right, some trouble getting it in the deep right corner. Twyman looking to do that now. And it's stolen away by Hudson. Cardinals' first turnover. Hudson advances it down the floor, right to left. On the far side, Grothaus. Penetration, dish, and a missed shot down low by Wolf. Cardinals catch a break there. Twyman with it. Out she gets it, and bringing it down, Addie Seaholm, the 5'7 junior. I believe she was listed at 5'6 a year ago, added an inch to her height. Her mom, Janelle, one of the maiden named Soplin, one of the best college basketball players I ever saw back in the day with the Blue Golds. Christy Channing and company making it to the Final Four back then. And there's a shot up and in, and a nice touch on the right baseline for the Cards. They get the first two, Claire Heppner, and Chippewa Falls goes up 2-0 in this contest here. Now bringing it the other way. Driving right down Main Street and missing the shot for Hudson. Ella Carstensen, loose ball on the floor. Cardinals come out of there with it. Riley Turhark, the 5'11 sophomore, and a whistle. And we've got a Hudson player down holding her shin with 15:34 to go. And they're going to be just a kind of an official's timeout as the referee there, Brent Christensen, calling them over. In the meantime, let me tell you that Stelter Incorporated, a legacy, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. And the attending to the injured Hudson player here under the Hudson basket. 2-0 Chippewa leading 2.5 minutes into this contest here on WOGO Sports. The Lady Cards largely gathered around Coach Becca Bestel and a couple of different individuals attending to the player. I want to believe it could be. And it's number 40, Ella Wolf, the 6-foot junior starter. And she gets helped up now, but she's got her left leg kind of off the ground, hopping on her right leg. And so and I believe Coach Jess Vadness is one of those who's helping her off at the moment, and now an assistant's going to come over. So Coach Vadnais can go back to the sidelines. So a tough break there as Wolf gets the injury and the 6-foot starter. So losing some height there, and Chahai will get the basketball. And Janelle Seaholm, Addie Seaholm here into the forecourt for the Cardinals. Getting it on the right side off to Turhark. Turhark into the deep right corner to Chafee. Chafee, the 5'7 junior sharpshooter, and she drives the lane. Whistle and a Hudson foul. Hudson very aggressive coming out of the Thanksgiving tournament Friday and Saturday, and the whistle goes on Carstensen. It'll be her first and the third team foul on the Raiders. And Seaholm now to get it in for the Cards underneath their own basket. Gets it out to Twyman. Twyman out on top behind the arc, looking for Chafee, and the defense overplaying in the form of Carstensen. Now Chafee, right side, gets it off to number 12, Turhark. Turhark on the dribble, goes right baseline. Goes right baseline again. She'll put up a little floater, no good. Fighting for the rebound, the Cards, the ball knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay Chippewa Falls basketball with 14:59 to go here first half. Cards leading it 2-0. Seaholm underneath the basket. Looks to get it in. Gets it left side to Twyman. And immediately the defender ties her up. Had the ball kind of out in front. And that was Devin Larson, the freshman, who ties her up. And that forces the turnover. Cardinals second with just under 15 minutes to go here in the first half. Hudson looking for their first points. They've had some opportunities but have not been able to score. On the dribble on the outside, LeBlanc. And now in a wide open shot and hitting the three-pointer is Devin Larson, the freshman. And that gives Hudson their first lead of the game at 3-2, and it's our first lead change. So Chippewa gets it back. Turhark goes left side and then loses the ball. There's some of those turnover problems that Coach had told us about, but then Twyman steals it right back for the Cardinals. Driving underneath, missing the shot was Seaholm. And out of there with the rebound is LeBlanc. So Hudson getting a second turnover. They take it into the forecourt. And Chippewa defense is going to be tested. And missing the three-pointer, LeBlanc, the left-handed shooting freshman. And a good rebound out of there for the Cardinals. And Heppner, the 5'10 sophomore, handing it off in the backcourt to Chafee. Chafee, the three off the rim, no good. Rebound comes away to Hudson. Here come the Raiders. They want to run. Out on the fast break, they beat the Cards down the floor, missed the shot. The ball tipped out of bounds. It'll be Chahai basketball. Last touch by Carstensen. And so now some substitutions here for the Raiders. As we'll see, 42, Olivia Petty, a 6'1 junior. Also number, we've got Grothaus staying in there. And most notably, it was Petty. For Chippewa Falls, they go Olivia Bergerson, a 5'8 sophomore. Seaholm, their leading scorer, averaging 15 a game, as her shot blocked by the Hudson defender. And Larson starts the fast break, and there's an up and in laid in for LeBlanc, and she makes it 5-2. Hudson, Cardinals at the other end, 13:20 left first half, down three now. Biggest lead of the game for the Raiders. Chippewa Falls on the attack left to right. Very aggressive, kind of overplaying man-to-man. Twyman, shot on the way, comes up short. Rebound out of there, Hudson. They want to run. They are continually wanting to run and beat Chahai down the floor. And a missed shot down low by Grothaus. Cardinals out of there with the rebound. Riley Turhart. Ahead getting it, Seaholm. Seaholm finding Twyman. Nice fake by Twyman. She'll take it in. Has it. Oh, where's the contact? Come on. Wow. Okay, Olivia Petty. They're letting them play. Bounce pass ahead. Fast break is just burning the Cardinals. And Coach Bestel rightly calling a timeout as Maggie McConnell scoring that hoop. We'll take a break. Back in a minute. Chahai down 7-2 to Hudson on WDOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court,
the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. All right, Shahai scored the first 2 points. Hudson's got the last seven. That fast break is something the Cards are going to have to figure out an answer for. As Seaholm gets into the forecourt, overplaying and nearly stolen. Twyman in the backcourt. She'll track it down, but then stolen back away by the Raiders, and a missed shot and a foul. As Devin Larson, a very talented freshman, getting it up. Cardinals' fourth turnover with 12:22 to go here. And to the free throw line, it will be Larson as the foul going on Seaholm, her first for Chippewa, and the second team foul as she missed the free throw. And this is Larson is, have not heard her from the, she's actually 0 for 1 from the line coming in this game. Second one is on the way. She got it. So one out of two there for Devin Larson. Missed the first, hit the second. 8-2 for Hudson. And Chippewa Falls adding Jillian Wick, a 5'6 sophomore, into the lineup now as Seaholm picks up her dribble. Aggressive defense out on top from LeBlanc. Work it down low, shot put up, around and in, and there's a basket for the Cards from 24, Willa Reisinger. So Reisinger getting the hoop there for Chippewa. And now a three-point attempt at the other end is missed. No good by the lefty LeBlanc. Cardinals out of there with it. The rebound going to Olivia Bergerson. So the Cardinals within four at 8-4 now. On the far side, Seaholm getting it on top to Wick. And then a collision down low and the ball out of bounds. Cards will keep it 11:37 to go first half. Substitutions into the game. Chafee back for the Cardinals. And she'll spell Seaholm. Addie will get her break. And the inbound pass now, Bergerson takes on the responsibility that Seaholm had been handling. I can say, I mean, I can see some improvement in this Lady Card squad. There's the drive, and as they say that, lost the basketball, Jillian Wick. Cardinals' fifth turnover, racing to the other end. Again, it's fast break all night, whistle and a foul as the hoop off the bench. Maggie McConnell getting her second basket, and a Cardinal foul with 11:28 to go first half. And it's going to go on Riley Terhark, her first, the third, on the Cardinals, who fall behind 10-4 now. But, again, fast break problems. The Cardinals need to get back. And, boy, McConnell providing some solid sixth-player support. And there is a Hudson steal and a bounce pass, and they take it in. And just, again, turnovers leading to a fast break, easier points. And that time, Maya Johnson, her first two. And it is a 13-4 game now as the Cardinals are down by nine. And there's a three-point attempt firing up off the backboard. No good for Wick. Rebound, the Cardinals had a chance momentarily, but Hudson out of there with it. And they again want to run continually. And working their way from the outside, deflected pass, bings around like it's pinball. But Hudson able to come out of there with it to LeBlanc. They go down low, and again, no interior defense. And boom, Ella Carstensen gets her first two. And it's 15-4 now, and Hudson gets their first double-digit lead of this first half with 10.5 minutes to play. We're not at the, remember, 18-minute half, so 9 minutes will be at the halfway point. Chafee on the outside. Cardinals down by 11. Deflected pass. She recovers. Chafee recovers her dribble. Gets it off to a teammate, Olivia Bergerson. Back on top, they swing it to Reisinger. Seaholm getting some much-needed rest, but they, boy, she's really a glue here for this club. And there's a missed shot from the deep left corner, missed by Terhark, no good. Out of there with it, the Raiders. Up by 11, looking to build on that lead. Going right baseline again, just cutting into the Cardinals' defense. relentlessly as Greta Bellaney, a 5'5 sophomore, gets her first two and another timeout. Back in half a minute. Cars down 13 on WDOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Well, I'm talking to the clock operator Nick Gaiman, the Chahi alum, and he said, yeah, kind of went downhill after that 2-0 start. Yeah, Cards have been outscored 17-2 since then. And currently, I believe it's a 9-0 run for Hudson, and they blocked the shot going to the inside that time. Heppner had her shot blocked, and now Hudson taking it to the other end. Again, big, strong, fast, good teamwork, and as I say that, Hudson commits their third turnover. Cardinals in the back hat, and then their pass, the Cardinals, stolen away. Going right inside, missing the layup that time was Olivia Grothaus, and a whistle and a foul against Hudson. And Grothaus is going to get whistled for her second, says the official Rick Thompson. So the Cards get it down 13 as we approach the halfway part of the mark of this first half. Big Rivers Conference opener. And Seaholm back into the contest for Coach Bestel. Gets it ahead to Twyman, trying to post up on the right side. Reisinger, the 5'10 sophomore. Cardinals, not a lot of height on this club. They saw some taller girls on JV and that are on part of the varsity. There's a driving shot missed that time by Twyman, and then pursuing the rebound. Good hustle by the Cardinals. Number 15, Heppner. And Chahio maintained possession with 9:05 left first half. About the midway point of this first half, Chippewa down by 13. Did have a brief lead early. Chafee, need to get her off the schneid a little bit. Obviously, she's got tremendous outside shooting abilities. But again, the Cards trying to get it down low to Twyman, lose it out of bounds for their unofficially eighth turnover. 8:59 left first half, and Hudson now. Cards will meet him at half court. And a deflected pass, stolen away, and Seaholm coming up with it. Hudson's fourth turnover. Cards in the forecourt. Chafee is playing that aggressive man-to-man. You need to maybe get some pick and roll or something to free her up. Chafee briefly open behind the arc. Fakes a little bit. She's going to shoot the long three off the back iron. No good. And the rebound comes away to Hudson. That would have been some of the spark that the girls needed. Down by 13 at 17-4. Hudson, open three-point look is good. Wide open. Maya Johnson gets the three. And it's 20-4. As Johnson hits that three-pointer for the Raiders. Into the forecourt now. The Cardinals on the attack left to right. Heppner on top to Chafee. Again, Chafee, wonderful against the zone, but again, a lot of teams like Hudson playing that man-to-man. So how do you get her some of her shots? Chafee, 5'7", junior. Again, no seniors on this Cardinal club. Twyman, penetrate. Some contact. They work it around on the right side. Reisinger off the bench. Chafee going player to player with number 30, Simone Ransom, a 5'6", senior. And a travel called on the Cardinals. I believe it was Reisinger. Cardinals' ninth turnover with 7:40 left here, first half. Ransom in the backcourt. Going to be joined there by Maya Johnson. Again, this is a deep Hudson team. They did lose Ella Wolf, the 6-foot junior, to injury. And didn't look like she'd come back. But, boy, they have not been. They have just continued on. And Ransom looking down. They work the ball well. Shot from the left corner off the rim. No good by Carstensen. Rebound the Cardinals. The Cards have rebounded pretty well. I'll give them that. Claire Heppner, the 5'10 sophomore, getting that one. Offense has been difficult to come by, though. Just two baskets so far. And I think no trips to the free throw line, right? Hudson with four fouls compared to three for the Cardinals. But just difficulty against this fine, aggressive man-to-man defense for Coach Jess Vadnais. A state champ. Oh, and she's losing the ball. Chafee falls down. And it's going to be a blocking foul on Ransom. Again, Simone Ransom in off the bench with the D-ing up Chafee, the Cards' second leading scorer. She did have 18, which is the high for the Cards on a season. But actually, Seaholm with 30 points, averaging 15 a game, had a game with 17. Seaholm faking the three. Then the defender got in her face, and there's the contact afterwards, getting over. Very, very aggressive Hudson D, and that is their sixth team foul now, as Maya Johnson committing that one, the 5'7 senior. So the Cards one away from going to the line. Johnson will check out of the game as Maggie McConnell comes in for her. And for Chippewa, Willa Reisinger will come back in for Heppner. So for Chippewa now, it's going to be Twyman and Terhark, also Seaholm and Chafee. And on the left block, it's Willa Reisinger, the 5'10 sophomore. Some of the other taller girls, Goki and Ayers and Burich, who played on the JV, have not seen any action yet. They go 5'10", 5'10", and 6 foot respectively. Twyman takes it all the way down, lays it up and in for a basket for Chippewa. And Roz Twyman getting the hoop there. And that brings Chippewa back within 14 at 20-6. Hudson working the ball, cutting into the defense and losing it out of bounds. They'll maintain possession with 6:11 to go. And I want to just trying to keep the stats here. I believe the hoops from Twyman and Heppner, and I believe Reisinger had the other hoop. As Hudson now working it. And working into the right corner. Whistle and a foul before the shot. And Seaholm picking up her second. Is the basket, and the basket was good. I thought maybe it was beforehand, but wishful thinking on my part as LeBlanc gets that one. She's got four. The left-hander, Olivia, just a freshman. And that one's good. Boy, they've got some very skilled freshmen. LeBlanc and Devin Larson both start as freshmen for this Hudson team. Yeah, they've got a bright future. Those two players and Hudson. Inside of 5:50 left in the first half. 23-6 now. Hudson with their biggest lead of the first half. And there it is. Chafee hits that one. Chafee with a three-pointer. And that was the charge that the Cardinals offense for sure needed from Sarah. As Hudson works it around on the outside. And there's the three-point attempt missed, but Hudson getting the offensive rebound. Cutting through traffic and just working their way in for two more, Ella Carstensen. So Carstensen with that one. And now a 25-9 game for the Cardinals as Twyman trying to work on her defender. And then she runs into, again, aggressiveness. And they're good at playing very aggressively and then reaching in a way to not commit a foul often and potentially force a turnover. And they will, in this instance, force the 10th Shy-High turnover. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of western Wisconsin. All right, now Hudson bringing it into the forecourt. Pass right baseline and an open shot missed down low. And Shy-High out of there with the rebound, Bergerson. Shot missed by Devin Larson, the 5'6 freshman I was talking up there. 4:40 left in the half. Cards down 16. They've trailed by as many as 17 at 23-6. All right, on the outside now, Bergerson working it down low. They have back. There's the shot up off the rim. No good. Rebound down to Hudson. LeBlanc. Racing down the floor, Hudson to the fast break, layup, and that's the very talented Devin Larson. She's got 6 points on the night. 27-9. Hudson's biggest lead at 18. Chahai, right baseline. Seaholm picks up the dribble. Gets it off to a Reisinger. And a whistle and a foul, and it's going to send Reisinger to the free throw line, the 5'10 sophomore. And Ella Carstensen getting her second for the Cards. Chafee will come back into the game. And Seaholm and Twyman take a seat for Coach Becca Bestel as Reisinger to the line. Out there with Chafee and Bergerson and Jillian Wick. And the free throw, no good. So so much for that. For Reisinger that time on the free throw attempt. As Hudson now trying to build on an 18-point lead. 3:40 left first half. They go down low, and again, off the glass, Olivia Grothaus. Again, they've got a lot of height. I mean, just 5'11", 5'9", 5'11", 6 foot, 6'1". Leading it by 20 now. At 29-9. Chippewa Falls on the outside. Chafee hit her first three-pointer a couple of possessions ago. Cardinals would love to get it into double digits here. Offense has been a problem. Only 41-point average on the season. The two losses to Onalaska Medford. The other end stolen away. And Grothaus getting two more. For the visiting Hudson Raiders. And Hudson comes away with it off of a Chahai turnover at the other end. Left baseline. Cross court a pass. Working around. Down low on the block. Nice pass. Nice pass that time from Grothaus to LeBlanc for two. With 2:35 left in the half. It's a 33-9 game now as the Cardinals bring into the forecourt. On the dribble, a Bergerson into the right side to Chafee. Aggressive defense over there from Maggie McConnell. Again, some of these girls off the bench. Very aggressive. I mean, this is coached up, folks. And Jess Vadness ahead, and her club throws it away on the fast break. Only their fifth turnover compared to 11 unofficially for the Cards. As we'll get some wholesale substitutions in here for Hudson. And Chippewa Falls going to sub some players. Bergerson and Reisinger will take a seat. So Turhark and Seaholm and Heppner out there for Chippewa, as well as Jillian Wick and Chafee with 2:11 left in this first half. And Seaholm now, again, 33-9, Hudson by 24. Since Chippewa led 2-0, they've been outscored 33-7. Twyman, shot put up and no good, missed that time by Heppner. The Cards get the offensive rebound off the rim. No good. Missed by Turhart. And here's Hudson on the far sideline. Maya Johnson. Johnson's pass deflected, and the Cards steal it away. Sixth Hudson turnover. Into the forecourt, Seaholm. The Cards bring it left to right. Good aggressive defense again by Ransom. It's basically like do as much as you can short of being fouled. Sort of seems to be. I'm not sure those words were uttered, but it's one way you might interpret it. With 1:26 left in the half, a 33-9 Hudson lead. And the Cardinals now hungry to get to that double digits by halftime for sure. Down 24 into the deep left corner, they get it to Chafee. Chafee works it around on the outside to Seaholm. Working on Ransom and a steal. And racing down the floor, it's going to be Greta Bellaney, and she'll miss the layup and rebound down to Seaholm. Addie Seaholm missing after the steal by Bellaney, and a double dribble called on Seaholm as she approached midcourt. With 1:07 left in the half, the Cardinals down 33-9. Hudson in the forecourt. Hudson JV won earlier, 41-26. On the outside, they work it, driving, whistle, and a foul as number 20, Maya Johnson, taking it to the basket there.
Second personal
foul on Riley Turhart, and the fifth on the Cards as a team. And the free throw is up and good for number 20, Maya Johnson. Johnson from the free throw line coming into this game. 100%. She's 2 for 2 on the season at the line. Second free throw from Johnson is no good. Honeycomb's out of there and fighting for the rebound. It's going to be Chippewa as Riley Terhark coming away with it as Johnson missing that second free throw. 53.5 seconds left until halftime. 34-9. It's a 25-point Hudson lead. Twyman on top, Chafee. Final 45 seconds of this first 18-minute session. Seaholm has it knocked away. She tries to recover it, but a travel is called on her for the Cardinals' 14th turnover. 41 seconds left, first half, 34-9 Hudson. And one of our referees, Rick Thompson, handing the ball to the Hudson player who inbounds it, Maggie McConnell. See if Hudson, in the old school, maybe you'd hold it for one, but when you're up by 25, maybe it's not a big thing. Driving left baseline and two more for Maggie McConnell. Again, a 5'8 junior, talented 5'8 junior in off the bench, and she's got seven. Cardinals down by 27 here. On the outside, Jillian Wick. Chafee trying to get free. Back to Twyman on a pick and roll, and then stolen away. The pass retrieved by Olivia Petty. Cardinals' 15th turnover. And then Hudson has it stolen away by Chafee. Chafee, the final seconds, and she'll miss a layup. And no foul called as the half comes to an end. With Hudson leading at 36-9, we'll take a three-minute timeout. Back in 3 minutes on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help. Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Brumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got a center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
halftime. Chippewa Falls trailing at 36-9 here on WOGO Sports. Tim Peterson was coming over to talk to me a little bit. I'll have to catch up with him. He's always a wealth of information, the stat guy. One of the stats that jumps out at you, 15 turnovers for Chihai compared to 7 for Hudson. Cards did have a 2-0 lead early, and Hudson didn't score for the first 3-plus minutes, but since then they outscored the Cards 34-7, lead at 36-2. Since 2-0, actually, they outscored the Cards 36-7, and lead at 36-9 here at the half. Unofficially, the scoring for Chippewa, Chafee did get 1 3-pointer. Roz Twyman with 2. I had 2 for Heppner and 2 for Willa Reisinger. Meanwhile, for Hudson, I'm short about 3 points. I think I've told the, let's see here, I've got 13, 16, 23, 29, 33. So I'm missing 1 3-point, but I have to check this during the next break. But for Hudson, again, they lost Ella Wolf, a 6-foot junior starter, to injury, okay? After that, though, I mean, they are good and they are deep. They just go on and on with the superlatives. Greta Bellany with 2. Olivia Grothaus, 5'11 senior, with 4. Maggie McConnell, impressive off the bench, with 7. Maya Johnson, impressive off the bench, with, she has 6. I think maybe that's what I'm missing. Yeah, she has 6. So that's my, I've got it. I've got everything. Okay, I'm impressed with myself. 6 for Maya Johnson off the bench. Olivia LeBlanc, the left-handed 5'11 freshman, impressive. She's got 7. Devin Larson, another impressive freshman at 5'6". She has 6 points. Ella Carstensen, a 6-foot senior, has 4. Simone Ransom and Olivia Petty have also played. Again, good and deep. That's a lot of players here for Hudson. Let me just count it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They've played 10 deep. All right, well, tell you what. Service Master of the Chippewa Valley, your local experts in home and business restoration from floods, fires, and mold, plus carpet and air duct cleaning. Service Master, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. But let's get to some highlights from the first half. And I've got 3 of them for you in particular. Let's give them a listen here on WOGO Sports. Sophomore into the lineup now as Seaholm picks up her dribble. Aggressive defense out on top from LeBlanc. Work it down low, shot put up, around and in, and there's a basket for the Cards from 24, Willa Reisinger. That was one of the Cardinals' hoops in that first half. We've got a couple more for you. And Roz Twyman getting the hoop there. Okay, that wasn't just a small taste of that. How about this highlight? They've got a bright future. Those two players and Hudson. Inside of 5:50 left in the first half, 23-6 now. Hudson with their biggest lead of the first half, and there it is. Chafee hits that one. A 3-pointer for Sarah Chafee there. So those are your first half highlights for the Cardinals, as again down 36-9 here on WOGO Sports. When we come back, we'll check that WOGO Sports calendar. We've got hockey Thursday and Friday night. And then also a basketball doubleheader on Saturday. We'll tell you about it when we come back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Checking your WOGO sports calendar before we go to the second half. Lady Hudson Raiders leading Chihai 36-9. It's our boys' hockey debut on Thursday night, 6:40 the pregame as the Cards at home against Hudson. Then Friday night, it's girls' hockey action against Northland Pines. And then Saturday, a boys basketball, well, boys and girls basketball doubleheader. It starts with the Chihai boys hosting Medford, 2:40 pregame, 3 o'clock tip. And then 6:40 on Saturday night, the McDonald girls at Colfax, 6:40 pregame and a 7 o'clock tip here on WOGO Sports. All right, 36-9 is our score in this one as we get set for second half of basketball. And let's get to it as we change directions. And Hudson on the attack going left to right here. Those dark blue uniforms with the white numerals and some gray trim. And there's LeBlanc is going to miss the three-pointer. And fighting for the rebound, the Cards. Hudson as well. And it's going to be Chihai basketball coming away with it. 17:28 to go here in regulation, 36-9 Hudson. Cards lost big to Onalaska by 30-some, and then lost a closer contest to Medford for an 0-2 start. Hudson also at 1-2 after getting a season-opening win as the Cards pass is tipped out of bounds. Season-opening win, 69-57 at Prescott. They lost at Germantown, 68-47, and lost to Hartford Saturday, 62-61, Hartford ranked 8th in the state as a girl with getting some Division I offers. And Seaholm takes it right side, gets called for the travel for the Cards. 16th turnover for Chippewa. 17-14 left here in this second half. Shot from the right corner is good. There's a three-pointer on the money from Olivia Grothaus. 39-9, a 30-point lead for the Raiders. That is their biggest in this contest here tonight. Getting it off on the left side for Chippewa to Heppner on top. Seaholm. Addie's been shut out so far. She came in the Cardinals' leading scorer at 15 a game. So they've done a tremendous job on her. She picks up the dribble. They get off right side Chafee. Need to set some screens, I would think. I don't know. The tough man-to-man. Try to free up Chafee. She's a fine shooter, but need to find her an opening. penetrating, losing the basketball. Terharkin stolen away by Hudson. Cardinals 17th turnover whistle and a foul at the other end with 16:21 to go here in the second half as Twyman picking up the foul. The first on Roz and the first on the Cards as a team here in the second half as Olivia Grothaus goes to the free throw line. Grothaus, the free throw is up and good. Again, Hudson won the conference last year. There'll be some other good squads, but I did chat some during the commercial break there with Tim Peterson manning the book, and he was talking about, as the second free throw is good, about that he talked some to the Menominee coach and said Hudson is as good and deep as they are, and they start two freshmen. Yeah, and we've talked about it. LeBlanc and Larson are just freshmen. There's the missed shot from Chafee from long range. No good. Hudson out of there with the rebound. Petty. Hudson into the forecourt, bringing it left to right on top. LeBlanc. They work it around on the outside. Deep right corner. Shot on the way. No good. A little bit strong that time for Devin Larson, the freshman. Again, some of these girls, I mean, they are freshmen. I guess their academic status, but they certainly play like, you know, upper class players. As the Cards with the ball. On top, Seaholm. She had an open look there and chose to pass behind the arc and trying to set the screen. Twyman, Chafee penetrating left shot, puts it up with the left hand, no good. Out of the rebound in LeBlanc, and they want to run. Racing down the floor, they get it ahead to Grothaus. And stepping out of bounds. So Hudson turning it over for the eighth time tonight. Chai's got twice as many at 17 with 15:27 to go here in regulation. Seaholm into the forecourt for the Cardinals. Picked up defensively there by LeBlanc. I don't know. I mean, the girls have got to. And the ball out of bounds. It's just, if it's just individual one-on-one with no screens or pick and rolls, I don't know how anybody's going to get open for a good shot. And so this aggressive, very aggressive man-to-man defense from Hudson. Obviously, it's stymieing the car. I mean, the score speaks for itself, 41-9, right? So into the forecourt on the far side. And Hudson. So kind of exchanging turnovers here, back and forth between Chippewa's 18 and Hudson's 9. Seaholm into the forecourt. They bring it right to left. There's a shot put up. No good. I believe it was Terhark on the left side, out of bounds in the air ball. Just not happening for the Cardinal offense here. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. And laying it up on the left baseline, no good. Missing the shot that time was LeBlanc, and the Cards coming out of there with a rebound. Good job by Terhark in that regard. And now Chahai will inbound with 14:38 left here in the second half. Cards have been shut out here in the second half. Hudson with just 5 points since intermission. Trying to gather some additional highlights to the few we had in the first half. And a deflected pass and then a steal. Good job by Grothaus. Hudson on the bust out. Layup, no good. Missed. Whistle. Foul. The rebound was collected by Ella Karstensen, the 6-foot Hudson senior. But I think Seaholm may have got her third. Yeah, her third, Addie Seaholm's third, and the second on the Cards as a team here in the second half. Deep right corner, shot up, and boy, just rattling out of there for Larson, the freshman. It just kind of BB'd around and popped out. Cardinals, truthfully, as much as it's a 32-point game, it could be worse because they've had some shots that seemingly the Cards caught good fortune that they didn't go, like that one. Easily could have been 44-9 right now. Instead, 41-9. Cards 4 minutes into the second half, looking for a hoop. Chafee. Whistle and a foul as she drove in, and it goes on Karstensen, and that could be her third if it's on Ella Karstensen. It is. So Karstensen gets her third, and racing out of the game is Devin Larson, the freshman. She is not fouled yet. Chafee to get it in for the Cards. In the backcourt to Seaholm. On top, Chafee has the ball knocked away. And here comes Hudson after the Cardinal turnover. on the outside, penetrating, drive, put up, and good. And a nice move on the inside that time, cutting into the Cardinal D by Carstensen, who just got that third foul. She's got six. 43-9. Cards down 34, their biggest deficit. Deflected pass, knocked out of bounds by Maggie McConnell, the 5'8 junior, in off the bench. And the Cards, Chafee will get some rest, as will, let's set this for you here. And looking to get it in is Joy Bainan. Bainan, a 5'7 sophomore to Seaholm. Seaholm had that open look at the three. She could have popped it, but chose not to. Bainan will drive on the left side, picks up the dribble. Gets it out on top to Reisinger and off the Cardinal bench as well. Seaholm, again, had a brief moment, but then a tall defender was kind of looming. They get it down low, block shot, Reisinger, but the foul drawn on Hudson. And it's going to be on Olivia LeBlanc, her second. LeBlanc, one of those two freshman starters for Hudson. So 5 minutes and 1 second into the second half, the Cards look for their first point since intermission. It'll be Reisinger, who is 0-for-1 at the line tonight, and she hits that one. So the Cards get up to double digits now at 43-10. And Reisinger looks to make it 11. The free throw is off the back iron, no good. And Hudson gets the rebound. So Reisinger's had some trips to the line tonight. She's 1-for-3. Shot put up at the other end, no good by Petty, and knocked out of bounds to Chippewa. 12:49 left here in this second half. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. Joy Bainan, I don't believe she played in the first half, the 5'7 sophomore in there for Chippewa. Again, I love to see Addie Seaholm. I saw her numbers, 30 points in two games, a leading scorer at 15 a game, but hasn't had a lot of shots tonight. Missed shot from the outside by Reisinger, and then a whistle, and if Seaholm may have got her fourth foul. She just did. In pursuit of the rebound, Addie just got her fourth, the 5'7 junior floor leader, and she'll take a seat now in this 43-10 contest with the four fouls. So, also checking out is Reisinger, so it's going to be Heppner and Terhark and Twyman into the contest for Bergerson. And you've got Joy Bainan and Chafee for Chippewa. Into the forecourt, Hudson. And the pass on the left baseline deflected by the Cardinal D. Fighting for it, and Chippewa comes out of there with it. So forcing Hudson into their 10th turnover. Good job by the Cardinal defense. Stiffening now as we approach the 12-minute mark, one-third of the way into this second half. Cards on top, Chafee. If you can get her some looks, she can shoot it, no question. But finding daylight has been the problem here tonight. Twyman on the right side, putting one off glass and two for Twyman. So Twyman gets that one, and the Cards' first field goal of the second half. And they crawl within 31 here, so... The other end, Hudson missing a bunny down low on the follow-up offensive rebound attempt, and they'll get a third try, no good, by Petty, and out of bounds, and Hudson will keep possession. So one, two, three shots, and they still get the ball. Sussan, I'm trying to think if I recorded the two for, it was Twyman's first basket, right? So I think Twyman's, have to add it up, 5, 7, 9, 10. Yeah, Twyman has two hoops on the night, and that was her second here. A nice basket on that one. 11:20 left here in the second half, 43-12. Hudson trying to add to their lead, and the missed shot by Petty, but another try. They have five tries, and then they still recovered it with Petty. And a deflected pass that Hudson keeping, approaching the 11-minute mark now. Going down low, and deflected, Hudson just keeping it and keeping it and keeping it, and the missed shot from Ransom, and still Hudson gets it. Multiple offensive rebounds. This is rough. Three-point attempt is no good from the outside by Maya Johnson, a 5'7 senior. And finally, after like eight shots, the Cards get the ball. Down by 31. They can cut it back into the 20s here. On the outside, Bainan. Trying to look to post up Heppner. Working on the outside to Chafee. There's the shot. Bainan puts it up and in. Nice job by Bainan. And so back-to-back hoops for the Cardinals, and they're within 29. And nice to see back-to-back possessions with some offensive positivity as we approach the 10-minute mark now in regulation. Good passing from Hudson, and they find the two from Maya Johnson down low.
Johnson for two.
Good job by Johnson after Bainan had scored the previous hoop for Chi High. Deflected pass, stolen away. Chi High turnover number 20, and the layup is good for Maggie McConnell. 47-14, and a Chi High timeout, and we'll keep it right here because it's 47-14. Chi High basketball down by 33. I believe the biggest deficit tonight has been 34 at 43-9. But hey, a couple of made hoops here most recently. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you, my friend, back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. Yeah, we've got a lot of action coming your way. Our very busy winter sports schedule. Greg Stewart and company, Caleb Swenson teaming with Mark Maloney or Dave Flanagan, and I'll be teaming Dave Check. Would have joined us tonight, but there's a thing called the school board meeting, and he's school board president. So, but hockey on Thursday night, the boys, our next action, 6:40, the pregame here on WOGO Sports. All right, a whistle and a foul as Twyman taking it inside, and Roz getting some aggressiveness now, a 5'7 junior. Again, no seniors on this Cardinals club, so everybody learning everything they can to bring it all back next year. But even juniors, really, truthfully, you got Chafee and Twyman and Seaholm, Kiara Ayers and Josephine Burich we haven't seen, and the rest are sophomores. As the first free throw from Twyman is good, as the foul was the second on Maya Johnson and the third on Hudson as a team, making it 47-15. And the next one from Twyman is good. So 47-16. And so Roz picking up the offense now as she's got six on the night and four here in the second half. Working it down low and navigating around. And again, a lot of room for growth in the defense as Karstensen scoring there, making it 49-16. And still close to that biggest lead of the game at 34 as they're up to a 33-point lead now. Despite even some recent Chi-High hoops and production at the free throw line, as Twyman has it knocked away, and Hudson out of there, busting out on a fast break. And, oh, boy, and flipping over the top of the Hudson player, Karstensen. I think it was number two, Jillian Wick. And Wick commits the foul in the process with 8:53 to go here in regulation. All right, and inbounding, it'll be Olivia LeBlanc, the freshman. And again, just there's not an answer for Chai in the interior as Ella Karstensen getting that one. And just too many high-percentage shots for Hudson. There's no question that Becca Bestel, who, of course, was a standout player here for Chi High and then later with the Blue Gold and an assistant there. I mean, it's got to be tough. I mean, she knows, but they don't have, you know, they don't have a lot of height. And again, not able to keep, you know, Hudson with the fast break and just the success they've had in the interior. What happened down here? I missed. I was talking. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, so a turnover, number 21 for the Cardinals, with 8.5 minutes to go. And Hudson now on the offense, working around on the outside against the Cardinals. zone defense. Looks like a 1-3-1. Shot from the right corner is good. Just don't have an answer for him tonight. Just that's the freshman LeBlanc. That was a two. All right. LeBlanc with the two. And now the Cards on the attack, down 53-16. Twyman has it almost stolen away, and a whistle and a foul by the defender, Greta Bellany. Again, Hudson going 10 deep. Bellany gets her first personal. And at Hudson, I mean, it's about trying to win a state championship. Why not? They've done it before, 98-02. Jess Vadnes, their coach, was a sophomore when they won it, that in 02. She's an alum of 04. And 3 years ago, they were the runner-up. And so, you know, I don't know how far they'll get this year, but again, that's why they're playing teams in that tournament, Thanksgiving tournament down there in Germantown and Hartford. As the ball was stolen away from the Cards, and then the foul on Twyman, her second with 7:48 to go. Again, the offensive number's going to suffer here. The Cards were averaging 41 a game. That was against Onalaska and Medford to start the season, but only at 16 here with 7:45 to play. And into the contest now for Chippewa for the first, Claire Heppner now trying to play that aggressive defense. The 5'10 sophomore, she gives Cardinals some height, and there's a collision with Heppner and the Hudson player Simone Ransom out on the far side with 7:31 to go. Hockey, Thursday and Friday, boys and girls, and then a boys-girls basketball doubleheader. Boy, looking forward to that McDonald game at Colfax. Should be a good one on Saturday night. Don't miss that call here on WDOGO Sports with Caleb and company. Into the deep right corner, Hudson now working around on the outside, and there's the shot up. No good, missed by Ransom. Followed up and in by 23 LeBlanc. LeBlanc with two more, I believe, 55-16 now. So a 39-point lead, and again, while Chahai did get some offensive production here a short time ago, all of a sudden now it's gone quiet as up to their biggest lead of the game and stealing it away for the Cardinals' 23rd turnover. Well, I'd heard they'd had 40 against Onalaska is what the coach had said, and still early season turnover issues as Ransom is going to hit one short, and it's going to be Chahai basketball. So says the referee, Rick Thompson. So the foul going on Olivia Petty. Her first tonight, the 6'1 junior, has banged a lot inside. That's her first foul. And the fifth team foul on Hudson. With 6:35 to play here in regulation, and the Cards down 39. In the forecourt, Seaholm. Seaholm left side to Chafee. Chafee had the 1 3-pointer tonight, but just haven't had a lot of good shots, really. Seaholm, again, hesitated some. The Cardinals need her to shoot, obviously. She came in the leading scorer, and the ball knocked away at the other end. A lot of turnovers for Chippewa tonight, 24 here unofficially. As Ransom will look to get it in for Hudson, the deep left corner, shot up and good. And a good shooting touch from Greta Bellany makes it 58-16. And Bellany, her first three, one of four different players to go for a three-pointer here tonight. Ransom on the far side takes it all the way. I should say Twyman takes it all the way in and had part of blocked. And here comes Hudson out of there with it. To the other end in the right corner, there's an open three, up and good. And they can shoot. Can't leave them open. Olivia Grothaus, second three-pointer from her on the night, extending the lead to their biggest at 61-16. They've taken that 16 and turned it around for the Cardinals in a 45-point differential. Chafee on the right side with the defender Ransom on her. She's done a good job on Chafee, and Hudson has overall. Chafee just the 3 points. Came in averaging 10 a game, had 18 in one contest, stolen away by Hudson, 25th turnover on the Cards. To the other end, the fast break, two more, and laying it in, Olivia Petty Would you believe? I have it down as her first field goal, actually, for Petty. Inside of 5 minutes now. Missed shot from the left wing by Terhark. Rebound far side, and Hudson's going to keep it as the ball goes out of bounds with 4:40. Clock is running. Okay. All right. Gotcha. At what point do you do that? Okay. All right. All right. So we've got the running clock now. 9 minutes or later. And what's the point differential that you do that on? 40. Gotcha. Okay. So we just here recently went to that running clock of 40 points or greater under 9 minutes. So I wasn't. You hear about it with football a lot of times. 35 or greater in the second half. And so the final 4 minutes, we've got a running clock with a 47-point difference here as Seaholm now for Chippewa. Left side, there's the shot up by Bergerson. She hits it. And Bergerson nails that one for the Cardinals. Olivia Bergerson with the three-pointer, and only the second one of the evening for Chippewa, and that makes it 63-19. As Hudson on the outside. And working it around with 3:35 to go in this contest. Hudson up by 44. Driving shot put up and a good. Boy, they've just been on fire here of late. Lily Strong in off the bench, a 5'9 senior. Listen, you could be a pretty good player and be, you know, 11th player or deeper on this Hudson bench because so many good players as they go up again, 65-19. Try to work it down low for the Cardinals. And Macy Goki, the 5'10 sophomore. First action seeing from her, and a whistle and a foul, and Goki to the free throw line. The clock even running through that as Goki to the free throw line. As that foul going on Lily Strong, her first, and the sixth on Hudson as a team. As Goki will hit that free throw, and the clock even running now, even during the free throws. It's time to call Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707, or where'sgala.com. Second free throw from Goki, no good here. Final 2:18 of regulation, 65-20, Hudson. A lot to learn from, a lot of room for growth for this young Chippewa Falls squad. No seniors, handful of juniors and a lot of sophomores. And a drive good for Lily Johnson, another player off the end of Jess Badness's bench, getting two there, making it 67-20. In the waning moments of this one. Down low, they try to go Goki. Get it back out there. There's the shot up and rounded out. It falls out for Bergerson. To the other end, racing all the way down the floor and then bringing it back out is Maggie McConnell. The final minute and a half now. Working around right side, shot up in the right baseline, no good. Rebound out of there with it. The Cardinals, Joy Bainan. And we've got some substitutes coming into the game. We've got 34, Josephine Burich. Also, I see Olivia Bergerson. And you've got 25, I'm going to go Callie Hunt off the JV. Well, she's 23, right? I think so. She's listed as 23 on the varsity, but I presume 25 is Callie Hunt. Okay. Final minute 10, final 70 seconds, and Chahai with the basketball on the outside. Bergerson calling for it. Kiara Ayers. Work it down. There's the shot put up by Birch. No good. Some of these girls playing in the junior varsity lost earlier, 41-26 to Hudson, as the Raiders bring it. Final 50 seconds now. And going into the lane, shot blocked and taken away. And Chippewa advancing it. Coach Bestel still giving those instructions for the final 40 seconds, caring just as passionately about these reserves as she would for her starters. And calling for girls to shoot and grazing one off the rim. No good that time, I believe. I'm going to say Callie Hunt. because she's listed as 25 on junior varsity, and there's not a 25 listed on varsity. Missed shot out of bounds to Hudson. Final 20 seconds here. This conference opener, home opener for the Cards. Not the way they would have liked it to go, but try to deal with it and move on in the long season, right? Deflected pass knocked out of bounds by Kiara Ayers, a 5'10 junior, and that will do it. Our final score, Hudson 67 and Chi-Hi 20. Back with the post game in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Brumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got
shot.
It. Set her right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Time now for the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And Chi-Hi Girls Head Basketball Coach Becca Bestel joins us in the post game. Coach?
Well, I mean, that's always a tough loss to see at home in our first home game. I mean, it's never easy to lose like that. But I would say that's a very good team.
That is a very good team.
Hudson is very athletic. They're long, lanky. They're more skilled at every position than we are. And so I did see some good things out of some of the girls tonight. I mean, we were way too loose with the ball. We need to rebound better. But some of the things that we're trying that are a little bit new on offense and defense, the people, the rotations, there were some things that I saw that we can improve on and that we could focus on as positives. But yeah, that's a tough loss.
Trying to think where, I mean, yeah, we could get, there's a lot of superlatives for Hudson. I mean, they are the defending champs, and mm-hmm. I was talking to Tim Peterson, who's been in the books, and said, talking to the Menominee coach, and he had mm-hmm. said, wow, Hudson, and they've got two freshmen.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are really good.
Yeah, freshmen in the starting
line. I mean, they lost a player to injury early, and they didn't miss a beat.
No, and I mean, we knew that coming in. I mean, their lineup is long, athletic, lanky, strong. I mean, going to the rim, it's hard to stop them.
Let me ask you this. On their defense, very aggressive. I mean, it would be a lot, I'm sure, for you or any team to learn from. Like, wow, this is really a model defense. Having said that, it seemed like Seaholm came in even as your leading scorer. She really didn't get many shots off. Like, it seemed
that's true. I mean, and part of it is that that ball pressure, she's handling a ton of pressure on top. And every team that we've played so far has done that to us and will do that to us. I mean, that's our weakness is we are not very strong with the ball, and we haven't been for a couple of years. And so they're going to do that to us. But Addie has gotten better at handling that on the top. But part of what she's been able to do in the first two games is go to the rim and get some shots off that way.
Yeah.
These guys are just taller. I mean, they're not able to, her and Sarah, who are have really been aggressive going to the rim in our first two games, they got somebody on them that's 6 inches taller than them. And so it's hard when they go to the rim to get that shot off.
And then I guess the other end is, I mean, that's the Hudson defense trying to work. Mm-hmm. I mean, just they were running and running and running and just and so many shots down low, high percentage shot. And then they're very good on the outside, too, though.
Yep. I mean, and the vast majority of their points in the first half were in transition, mm-hmm. you know, off of our turnovers or, you know, they got a weave. Threw up a not-so-pretty shot, and they got a rebound, made two passes, and made a layup. And we talked about that, but we're just, I mean, we didn't get back in transition. We had two people back on D that were not rebounding, and that just wasn't enough. They're faster and got the ball to the core.
So how do you pick up the pieces from this and move on to your next contest?
Well, I mean, like I said, I just told my team, Hudson is very good. I mean, that's not somebody that we should be gauging ourselves against right now. Like, I think that I said there are good things that come out of this. We can work on our defense a little bit more. Boarding is a big thing. But, I mean, one of the things that we just need to get better at across the board is we need to be able to, like, rip and go and, like, beat somebody in the first step like Hudson was doing to us. Our girls are not there yet. They're really tentative. Every cut they make is, like, a step slow. It's not quite there. It's not fast enough. And so, I mean, it's back to fundamental, like, we need to move when we're on offense. And this is how you do it. This is how you beat somebody off the dribble. And so that kind of stuff is, it's basic stuff, but that's where we start.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks for being gracious enough to join us and help talk, give us the coach's perspective in the postgame. So
I appreciate you being here. I know not a great way to start the season, but we'll improve from here.
Sounds good. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you,
all right.
Appreciate
my longtime friend Becca Bestel here on WOGO Sports. All right. Hey, if your windshield takes a hit, Post Glass and Mirror in Triple Falls has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, a warm waiting room, sounds great right now, and every necessary safety precaution from compact cars to semis, dump truck, or motorhome. Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. Chahai actually did score first, led 2-0. Hudson didn't score for the first 3 minutes. It's true. You can check the podcast. After that, they outscored Chahai 67-18, 36-9 in the first half. And in the second half, continued to grow that lead, ultimately outscoring the Cards 31-11 in the second half. Not quite as bad. There was a running clock once you get inside of 9 minutes if the lead is 40 points or more. I got educated on that here tonight, unfortunately. Let's find some highlights for you that from the second half in particular. Stiffening now as we approach the 12-minute mark, one-third of the way into this second half. Cards on top, Chafee. If you can get her some looks, she can shoot it, no question. But finding daylight has been the problem here tonight. Twyman on the right side, putting one off glass and two for Twyman. Down by 31. They can cut it back into the 20s here. On the outside, Bainan. Trying to look to post up Heppner. Working on the outside to Chafee. There's the shot. Bainan puts it up and in. Nice job by Bainan. And one more highlight in the second half for Chippewa Falls. For Chippewa. Left side, there's the shot up by Bergerson. She hits it. And Bergerson nails that one for the Cardinals. So there you go. There's some second half highlights. But again, few and far between for the Cards as they lose it 67-20 tonight. Unofficially, in the statistics department, 25 turnovers for Chippewa to 10 for Hudson. Meanwhile, in the scoring column this evening for the Cardinals, Bergerson with that three-pointer. Chafee finishes with three. Also, we had Bainan with two. 6 points for Roz Twyman, two for Heppner. Seaholm, I believe, was shut out tonight. Didn't really get a lot of shots. Reisinger with three, and Goki hit a free throw for the Cards. Meanwhile, for the victorious Hudson Raiders, Lily Johnson finishes with two. Greta Bellaney with two. Also, Bellaney actually make it five. Olivia Grothaus, the 5'11 senior, goes for a total of 12 tonight. Lily Strong had two late. Maggie McConnell off the bench with nine for Hudson, the 5'8 junior. Maya Johnson, the 5'7 senior, goes for eight. Olivia LeBlanc, a very impressive 5'11 freshman, goes for 11 points. Devin Larson, the other impressive freshman, goes for 6. Ella Carstensen, the 6-foot senior, good for 10 points tonight, and 2 for 6'1 junior Olivia Petty. We wish Ella Wolf the best. The 6-foot junior starter went out with an injury early in the 67-20 Hudson victory. Hudson with the win goes to 2-2 overall and 1-0 in the Big Rivers Conference. Chihai with the loss, 0-3 on the season, and they are 0-1 in the BRC. On the WDOGO sports calendar, it's hockey. The boys in action against Hudson on Thursday night at 6:40 pregame. Then on Friday evening, it's the Chippewa Falls Menominee girls squad against Northland Pines, also a 6:40 pregame. Saturday, don't miss our doubleheader starting with the Chihai boys basketball team right here on this hardwood against Medford, a 2:40 pregame, 3 o'clock tip. And then that evening, Caleb Swenson and company in Colfax, the McDonald girls in Colfax. What a battle that should be. Colfax and, of course, knocked Neillsville out to go to state last year in Division IV. McDonald is a Division IV school this year in girls basketball. 6:40 pregame for that Saturday night. We'll get the podcast up at wogo.com. Lots and lots of thanks to my good friend Sam Aberley back at our WDOGO studios. And a happy birthday to one of his good friends. He's got a party, a birthday celebration coming up this weekend. Thanks to you for listening, and thanks to our advertisers for their support on the way out. Again, the final score, JV went to Hudson 41-26. Varsity goes to Hudson as well, 67-20. Thanks for listening. This has been a production of WDOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chihai Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.